This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Several new fire stations are now open in Pueblo and Colorado Springs. Officials say they'll help meet the demands from a growing population on the north side of both cities and improve response times. The cost to build a new station in the Springs was around $13.5 million. In Pueblo, the two new stations are part of a total $37 million project, which also includes a third station still under construction on the city's east side. With the government shutdown here, Governor Pola says he agrees with what congressional Democrats are trying to do to renew the tax credits to help people buy insurance on the state's marketplace.
If those are not renewed as part of this deal, will lead to 178-200% increases in health care premiums for Coloradans. So I do hope they succeed in that.
Pola, a Democrat, says he expects the shutdown will have a more pronounced effect the longer it goes on. A program that paired wild horses with inmates at a Colorado prison is ending. The move has volunteer groups looking for other ways to help place captured horses. George Brownice is president of the group Friends of the Mustangs.
We might be pivoting and looking at working with veterans and at-risk children in inner cities or what have you. Because, I mean, horses can benefit anybody that interacts with them.
The Wild Horse Inmate Program in Canyon City operated for more than 30 years. The Bureau of Land Management announced the end of the arrangement last week. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Keep it tuned for more All Things Considered and Marketplace at 6:30.